3587. Conflict spans the stars. Huge armies are locked into an enduring stalemate. Only one force can help them now. The Awesomebots.
Hello and welcome to Living the Dreamcast, episode 8. This is a big
breakfast.
Who for breakfast? Because
not the name of the episode.
Episode 8. Poop for breakfast, get it?
Because Grant Hall eats poop for breakfast.
He doesn't.
That's not what I hear.
But I'm Craigie Balls, and I'm joined, as always, by fighter pilot Nick and Space Age Simeon Joe.
I want a new nickname.
What do you want?
No, I don't. I want it. I'm
new. Well, we'll think about it.
No, that's his thing. He says that every week now.
Oh. Okay, so we'll get a new nickname for you.
I say that every week.
It doesn't matter.
Can we call Craig? Can we call you Shaq Fu from now on? Like Shaquille O'Neal?
No.
How about Craig Fu?
Craig Fu.
Because I'm a good basketball player?
No, because you're a good martial artist.
Because I'm both. I'm a good basketball player and a good martial artist.
No. I'm very excited to introduce our guest this week.
We got two guests this week. Two big-time Living the Dreamcast fans.
too many guests.
We got Richie K42 over here. Welcome, Rich.
Thank you. It's an honor being here.
We're very happy to have you, as well as Casca. Christian Casca is here.
Thank you for my nickname. It's very well thought out. And I'd just like to say, big fan of the show, listen to the first 5 seconds of episode 1. I was in love, didn't have to hear anymore. Implied handshake.
And he didn't listen to that anymore.
So he heard hello, welcome. he may have heard the welcome. Hello. Welcome.
I got the gist of it.
Yeah,
that's all that matters.
He didn't even get into the part where, what? I don't know.
How did we
actually just
the
first 5 seconds was Rack City.
Yeah,
you're right.
I really love that song.
It is a good song.
Thank you,
Rack City, bitch. But we got a great show for you guys this week. Whoever Jeff, we got a great show for you, Jeff, this week.
Jeff won't listen to it anymore. He's out of school.
That's true. No, Jeff still likes to listen, I think. But we're going to talk about some good stuff. As always, some new releases. We're going to talk about, we're going to have a new segment where we talk about Nintendo in general.
This is going to be a one-week segment, by the way.
Let's hope so.
We're going to talk about Diablo 3 because that comes out next week and we're very excited about it.
That's going to be a weekly segment.
And Elder Scrolls Online, there's been a little bit more information about it. So, well, we're going to discuss that a little
bit.
The Elder Scrolls.
Oh, God, Tessa. Oh, that's not bad.
I made that up.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
I actually like that. Tessa.
The
Elder Scrolls Online. Wow.
What's the like about it?
I don't know.
It's just a good acronym.
Well, I think it's a good acronym. You're very good at acronyms.
I just put the letters on.
No, but you've always been good at acronyms.
What about Esso?
No.
The Elder Scrolls. It's not just Elder Scrolls.
Okay.
But, you know, Esso, Tesso, whatever. But, so what'd you guys do this week? Any games you've been playing? Anything good? Rich, what have you been playing?
Let's see. Skyward Sword, Bastion, and
I think before we just have our guests talking about things, I think we need to, you know, let the fan base know their credentials.
Okay.
Who the fuck is Richie K42? And why should I give a shit about his opinion?
You shouldn't. There, end of discussion.
Richie K42 is one hell of a Nintendo fan.
Okay.
Might be one of the biggest Nintendo fans around.
You think he's one of the biggest Nintendo
Definitely.
Fans around?
Do you know anyone else that carries a Princess Peach folder?
Over the age of 20 is the question.
But, so, how was Scott, did you enjoy it? Now that you finally beat it?
It was alright. It was alright. A good Zelda game, but
no, it's not.
If you didn't recognize that voice, that's Casca. He's also an avid
gamer.
No,
I can't say anything until I get my credentials out. Let Rich talk.
No,
Skyward.
You want to make this a debate, so
we can debate after I get my
credentials. Talk about his credentials, Craigie Balls.
Craig, what are his credentials?
Yeah, come on.
Please tell us.
Say I have the Latin vote.
Are we doing Living the Dreamcast American Idol? Because I'll win.
Wait, what?
Yeah, are we singing now?
Why?
I don't know. What? He said American Idol.
He said he had the Latin vote.
It was a joke. Because he's black.
Well, I yes, yeah, I get that.
And in the money situation.
So someone isn't returning next week?
What?
Is someone not returning?
Yeah, someone's going to get voted off. Two people are going to get voted off next week.
Oh, God.
Not sure who it is yet.
So, everyone, just send your votes to livingthedreamcast@gmail.com.
And tell us who you want to be voted off.
No, no.
It's K-O-S-T-K-A.
No, you vote for who you want to stay on.
Oh, vote.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so whoever gets the least amount of votes.
Yes. What happens when they get zero?
What happens is like four people get zero.
Oh, dear God.
And one person votes. What if only Jeff votes?
Then you better vote three times.
Vote as many times as you'd like.
Yeah, once every hour.
Because we won't accept emails if you send them in rapid succession.
Spam filter knocks them right out.
So, Costa, what have you been playing?
Credentials.
Yeah, my credentials. Come on. Why should I care about
it? He's a Mexican gamer. I think that's enough.
That's okay. Fair enough.
And he likes Nintendo a lot, too.
All right.
And he likes ponies.
For Nintendo. I love ponies. Let's get that out there right now. And,
what's your favorite color, pony?
My favorite color would definitely be purple. Twilight Sparkle, to be precise. She's adorkable.
No, no.
See,
actually,
what?
No,
who's your favorite pony, Rich?
See, just to clarify.
This isn't a podcast about ponies, so I take back my...
Just to clarify, both of them are quite big...
bronies.
My bronies, I guess, is the
bronies
word.
Bronies
is my...
You just lost your one viewer.
Wait, what?
It's guys who enjoy watching that show My Little Pony.
Friendship is Magic.
Oh.
I haven't watched it. I don't plan
brony?
To watch it.
Yeah,
that's what brony. They call it. It's a thing.
Who's they?
The bronies.
When he
internet.
Says they, he means 4chan.
Basically.
Originated from 4chan. Oh. Got kicked out of there.
Wait, oh, really?
But they gave us our own board now, so it's like the Jews exile. It's kind of like that. Exactly like that.
Is the show still on TV?
It's on the Hub.
The Hub Network. That
there
is
you
the greatest
go.
Station ever.
See, thank
years.
You.
You got Wonder Years on there. You got Adam
yes, you
West
do.
Batman.
But it's made by the people, or the guy who did Powerpuff
Girls. It's made by
his
woman.
Wife.
Yeah, it's Craig McCracken's wife, Lauren Faust. Who also worked on his other shows, too. Father's Home for Imaginary Friends. All that good shit.
Powerpuff Girls.
And, yeah.
I'm just taking a look at our outline here. None of this crap is on it. So I'm just wondering what's going on.
Well,
crazy balls.
Well, I was asking...
Adam,
I was asking...
Can we even save that for the Nintendo
I was asking,
general discussion anyway?
I was asking what he was playing this week.
Oh, that Skyward Sword.
You also are
yes,
playing
also
that.
Also just playing. We play together.
And I beat it.
No,
we don't play
And that's
together.
On the great Wii
because,
system,
because
right?
Nintendo
that is the
doesn't
Wii.
Know how to
that's
do online
Wii.
Yet.
That's the Wii. The Wii. Not,
they will soon enough.
Just wait for a co-op Zelda game. You got Link and Beagle going around Hyrule together.
Speaking of co-op, Rich, me and you started playing Donkey Kong Country Returns.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's
World
true.
4 we're up to. Yeah.
Donkey Kong Country Returns, Awesome Knots, Fable Heroes.
Yes, we've been trying out some co-op games on Xbox Live, and we're going to be getting Awesome Knots. I believe tonight we're going to pick it up.
Let's hope so.
I'll let you know next week how it is.
Oh, we already know.
Well, we played the demo.
We had a 30-minute trial.
Yeah, we did have a 30-minute trial. It was pretty cool.
What is it called?
Awesome Knots.
Is that like...
How can it be anything but awesome?
Exactly.
Wait, is that like that other game with knots in it, or am I thinking of something else?
Scribble Knots?
Psychonauts?
Nothing like
Scribble.
It's
nothing
not
like Scribble, no.
What about Rise of the Argonauts? Anything like that?
No, it's not like Rise of the Argonauts.
That's too bad, because that game rocks.
But, so we'll try that out. I'm pretty excited.
Along with Costco over there.
I get to play too.
Yeah, 3-on-3.
Yep.
Online.
Just so I like it.
So, we need three other people out there. Three listeners. Challenge people from Living the Dreamcast.
It will kick your butts.
Yeah, you. I mean, you have the opportunity to play with three big superstars.
Game with fame.
Game with fame. The Living the Dreamcast host and two
guests.
And we might be able to get Robin Williams in on this.
Yeah.
I'll tweet at him.
But
all right, so you heard it here. Email us in if you want to game with Robin Williams.
So Joe, what have you played this week? Anything good?
Played some NBA 2K12. That rocks.
You really get to live the dream. How's
I'm a really good bowler.
Just grew up on the streets?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
No.
You didn't?
What's your guy's name again?
Jerome Walker.
That's the greatest part. Is basically you got to make a guy, and the object behind making the first name is name it something that sounds like a real name, but spell it in a totally fucking retarded way. Because that's how they name kids.
That's
sorry.
So racist.
I'm sorry.
That
was
so
a black joke. It's not racist.
Okay,
it's just
I
wasn't
registered.
Have you watch a basketball game sometime? You'll fucking see this some crazy shit.
Meta world peace.
Thank God
yeah,
we're not friends with
black
name.
People.
Let's just stop this segment now.
Also playing a lot of Crusader Kings.
What is Crusader Kings? Is that some Steam game?
No, it's a strategy game.
Isn't that a Steam game, though?
It's not a Steam game. It happens to be on sale on Steam. Do you consider Mass Effect a Steam game?
Yes, I do.
Crusader Kings.
Yeah, Craig,
two.
Craig, just put it this way. It's a game that you would probably never play.
Oh, yeah, you'd say
would
it would suck.
Neither would I, though.
That's why I'm not going to bring it up any further.
But,
it's right before
game
the Norman invasion of England.
But I finally finished the game that is not in 1066.
Is that a piano?
It's actually in, I don't know, much further in the future. Crysis, the first one. I finally beat it. Didn't like it that much.
Why didn't you like it, man? It kind of looks just like Mass Effect to me.
I played Crysis 2 for an hour.
Not even
so
close to Mass Effect.
Joe, what is it? Is it combat like Mass Effect?
Yeah, similar.
Thank you.
In Crysis?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
it's a first-person shooter.
So is Mass Effect. They're both
third person
shooters, by the way.
Crysis isn't third person.
Oh, well, I don't remember. I
Crysis 2
an hour
is.
And a half, 10 months ago.
No, it's not.
Which one does Ant have?
Two.
But
isn't
yeah.
that third person?
No.
It got better towards the end, but still wasn't the greatest. You know. Not
what
that you would care.
You like about it?
It was just too open.
Is
it was
that
like,
on the
too
Nintendo
open.
Console?
This is crazy. This is,
no, no,
this
but
is
you're,
it, though.
It's
if
not
you,
a straightforward.
If it's not on a railroad track, it's not good.
No, but that's the thing is, it's not meant to be like a game where you can go do a side quest or something like that. It's just first-person shooter. You get lost in the jungle trying to find the next area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the levels are too big.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It's just like...
These developers should be ashamed.
Like, they leave a dot in the corner. Like, okay, let me get to that dot. Now let me figure out how to get there. Oh, let me just swim across this lake. It just didn't really make too much sense. Did you play any of the Crysis games?
No, it's on Nintendo. I don't.
You know,
he played. Super
it's
Princess
not on Nintendo.
Peach.
It
I have played Super Princess Peach, and what a fantastic game!
It was a
game. Actually, it's more like PMS Peach. The whole thing is controlled by emotion, just like
it's
women
such,
should be.
It's such a
really
that's
alienating.
Black joke.
But I guess we'll move on. Move on to some new releases, some stuff that we some stuff that came out this
some
week.
New releases. Starbucks for PS3
stop.
Came out.
We have to.
Oh man,
we gave it intro music last.
Oh,
week.
Sorry.
We got to give it intro music.
Just start here. New releases.
I want it all.
Starbucks for PS3 came out this week. Is that what that says?
Starhawk.
Yeah, no, Starbucks for
I
PSP.
I would prefer to play Starbucks.
What it is you go into the store and you get coffee. No, you run the store and you have to make... It's like hot dogs.
No, what it is,
actually,
is it's voice control and you got to say, I would like a grande or a tall or whatever they say.
It's actually a third-person shooter that takes place, I believe...
And a Starbucks.
On Mars, I think. I don't know.
They have those up there?
Or some
everywhere.
Other planet. It has to do with mining and, like, mining this energy source.
What is
and,
it with space and mining? Starhawk, Evon...
But
there's really only so many things you
the
can do
the big deal
space.
About this game is in, like...
happens to be mining.
Is in, like, the
mining
multiplayer, you can call down structures, like, right on the spot. And you could just be like, yo, let me just bring in a nice fortress over here, you know, like a... For cover, basically. And you just, like, you call it down, and a drop ship just drops it right there, and it just lands and quickly builds. And that's a big feature in this game.
Sounds big.
What are you just with a smile that you're giving to me? It's not on Nintendo. I don't know anything about it.
It doesn't sound appealing to me at all. I'm sorry.
It sounds like SimCity to me.
I think
oh,
it's
you
cool.
Want to structure here?
But
yeah,
it's like
we'll
a it's an
right
third-person
away.
Action shooter. That you just can
that also
down.
Has like building things.
Yeah,
it's
and
like,
you could
cool.
just throw out and like you could use like these mechs that turn right into a plane, And you fly around and shit. And
I thought it said Starbucks on the sheet. That's why I said Starbucks.
It's supposed to be like a sequel to Warhawk, which was a game. I mean, it's a sequel to the PS3 version, I guess, of Warhawk. But Warhawk was a remake of the PS1 version.
Speaking of Warhawk, Minecraft Xbox 360 edition also came out this week.
None of us, except Koska, played Minecraft.
What I really hate about it is that it's very stripped in its features.
Yeah,
it really pisses me off.
And it's also a couple like patches back, which
that's
really
fucked up.
It's like, why not just play it on a computer, you know?
Yeah, just fucking PC the shit out of it. Unless your computer can't open Internet Explorer.
In which case you want to just
and my
play
computer
it on
can
Xbox.
Open Internet Explorer, unfortunately.
Because now they're going to have those $99 Xboxes, and you can just play Minecraft right on that.
But I think really the only person here with any Minecraft experience is Koska.
It's like Legos.
I like Legos.
Computer.
Cool. Sounds pretty sweet.
Now, like, I
apparently,
like
it broke some like
I,
Xbox
like
Live
this.
Arcade records of like top-selling game or something like that on Xbox Live.
Yeah, but you
well,
know, it's
well, I mean, honestly,
with,
let's
yeah,
Techno really,
Kid in Adventure.
No, that's an indie game, not an arcade game.
Okay.
Speaking of the indie games, me and Rich were looking through those freaking indie games the other day.
Oh yeah,
there are some
stuff.
Stupid-ass games on the indie.
Wash
games.
My car. That's my. It's a new Kinect one.
Why
don't
just
lie.
Wash your
Why
car
is that game?
Don't,
is that,
don't be nervous
man.
Talking to girls.
That is
that's
really
a,
helpful.
That
first
been
of
on
all,
there for
that
a
is
long
a
time.
Good
oh,
one.
Yeah.
That is a good buy. I used to like get nervous
good
poops
bye.
When talking to girls.
Nervous poops.
Nervous poops. You guys ever get that?
No, I've never.
You get ever get so nervous you just gotta really poop.
No.
You know?
No, I've never.
Well,
this
the
is
point
nervous,
is,
this
the
is
point
a
is, the point of
not,
incontinence. Not anymore.
Oh my god.
Thanks to the game. Not anymore.
Well, yes. Right. Well, that's a
ringing endorsement for this game.
Shout
from
out
our...
to those developers.
Yeah,
can you?
Good job.
What
no,
a no, no.
Is...
okay,
no.
No, come on. You
no.
guys definitely are nervous. You ever get so scared you gotta poop?
That's right
no.
now.
What about when you laugh so hard you gotta piss? You never piss yourself laughing.
No.
Do you guys have any bodily function
I think,
related
I think
to
we're gonna
emotion?
Take a. I think we're gonna take a break here to do a quick commercial for Depends, the adult diapers.
No,
you wanna go grab some from upstairs?
You don't need those anymore.
Exactly.
Right.
Thank you.
My grandmother had the diapers.
Yeah. Well,
so we still got them left. I think
did she get
now,
the nervous poops?
It is a good product to have.
She passed away, and now you're making jokes about her. Thanks.
Not right.
That's not right.
It just makes it funnier.
No, that wasn't funny. You are such
listen,
a
listen, clearly he has some confidence issues. He gets nervous to the point of incontinence.
Not anymore, as I'm trying to say. The game works! This should outsell Minecraft like that.
Speaking of nervous poops, Dark Shadows came out on in the movie world this week. I don't know what that is, though. Can you explain?
That's that movie with Johnny Depp. He's a vampire.
Oh!
That's that remake from the 70s.
That's like everything I don't like about vampire movies there, except Twilight.
Well, it's like a comedy kind of. It's
yeah.
A,
it's an old
it's,
movie.
Vampires
it's
aren't
like
really
a,
funny.
It's old.
It's on Netflix.
It's from the 70s, I think.
Yeah, it's like a remake.
Save yourself some
but,
money.
But apparently he does, you know, like,
it was Johnny Depp,
people.
So it looked cool.
You know.
It looks funny.
I think it looks funny, and it looks like he's, you know... I mean, Johnny Depp's always good, and of course there's another Johnny Depp-Tim Burton movie.
Johnny Depp plays
yeah.
the same character
well, they're
in every movie.
Real life.
Are they?
Does yeah. anyone else agree with that?
Just some pale guy?
Johnny
Depp plays
Johnny
the same
Depp.
Character
yeah.
in every movie.
Yeah, he
it's
does.
It's like Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen is Charlie Sheen.
Charlie
he plays
Sheen.
Charlie Sheen in every movie.
But, yeah, he plays Charlie Sheen. Johnny Depp plays this just as... So
generic
Johnny,
Johnny
Depp,
Depp
plays Johnny Depp, whereas Charlie Sheen plays Charlie Sheen. Imagine if one of them played the other.
Wow.
Nicolas Cage plays all different roles.
Yeah.
That's what makes him dynamic.
The book and I need to find the Declaration of Independence.
Rich
witch. Doesn't know what we're talking about because Rich doesn't watch movies.
But he has Sunny D on his head, so that's okay.
He's balancing a gallon of Sunny D on his head right now.
That'll be available as a picture.
Actually, just let's see how long he can do that.
In fact, this week's picture, I think, is Rich balancing Sunny D on his head.
With a straight face. Look at that.
Excuse me, I need to see this.
I can't move.
Alright.
It's okay, you don't have to.
So Dark Shadows, looks like it's going to be funny.
And that came out today, I believe.
What
so,
the hell are we here for? Let's go.
I prefer Tom Cruise playing all my vampires, but that's another point for another day.
I prefer the guy who played Nosferatu.
I think that was an overgrown rat. I don't think that was a guy.
I don't
with
know.
With a mask on.
A rat. It was the Rat Coyote.
I fucking hated that movie.
What? No, it's for rat.
Yeah.
I never saw it.
No. You never saw it? Craig, you were a film major for like 2 years. You never saw Nosferatu? I took one semester of one crappy movie class.
In high school?
And I saw it. No, in college.
I thought that was from his Price class.
I probably saw it there, too. I don't remember. Because the movie class was in high school, it devalues the Nosferatu for Craig.
Oh, I thought it was that's where you saw it, in Mrs. Price. I didn't know you took it.
Right, moving on.
I had English
okay.
Mrs. Price.
So, yeah, we got it. Or I guess,
Oh, we saw the Avengers last week. Let's talk about that.
They would think that's funny, but they didn't listen to our episode.
It was in the 5 seconds of the first one. I heard it.
Rack City.
I listened to the first one.
That's all he heard.
Why are these guys here? They didn't even listen to our show.
Who cares?
That's
no one listens.
Well, we wanted Rich as a guest, and Costco was just there. So
wow.
I see.
Costco wanted to be on more than me.
Exactly. Thank you.
All right, can we do some intro music for
gaming
news?
Yeah, gaming news coming up.
It's 5:51. Do you know where your children are?
They're listening to our gaming news.
That's pretty sick, I guess.
Yeah.
So this week in gaming, BioShock was pushed back again. I believe for the second time. The new BioShock Infinite. You played BioShock, right?
Yes, I have, and I love the shit.
Wait, that's not on the Wii.
No, they're making a new Wii version.
You
would
have
outed features. It's gonna be great.
That is true. Can't be. It's that good. It is that good.
Wasn't it? It was supposed to be out in the summer, right? Like originally, when they first
Infinite?
Talked about
it, I thought it was October.
When
I
they first
that sounds
well,
better.
Well, October was its was the first release date or the second one, I think. I think originally it was supposed to be out this summer.
They announced it last
year
at E3, right?
Yeah, E3.
And it was like
I love E3.
I'm not sure if it was
E3
first announced. Then,
I can't wait till we have an E3 party and order Mad Pizza Hut.
No,
can't wait till we get to go to E3.
Well, press passes.
Big, right?
No, yeah,
like
we
said,
yeah.
Press
yeah.
passes.
Yeah.
We're working on it.
We want press passes.
Red,
send them.
No,
Reggie.
Just go to E3 registration right now.
Yeah, what the hell?
Can you do that?
I'll do it after the show.
Yeah.
No,
we'll do it live.
Do it live.
Yeah, I
but,
mean, you can.
But while I'm registering for E3, we could talk about because BioShock.
We could run the hell of a booth at E3.
BioShock.
Can you imagine?
Is now
incredible.
Pushed back to February.
We have all sorts of cool shit going on.
February 26th. As I just ignore what Joe's saying.
But it's a good thing.
I'd be giving out Kit
They're
Kats.
Polishing the game.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Fucking
I mean, not that I'm a
Reese's
Cup. I'm glad they got pushed back. Push it back again.
Register today.
It's fine.
It's got pushed back.
Yeah, you know
E3 online
back?
Registration.
Because
it's a video game.
No,
and every video game.
Are we an attendee, an exhibitor, or a media registration?
Media.
I guess we're media. I want to have an exhibit, though.
Okay, so first name.
Live in that.
Craigie.
Open it.
Balls.
You can get something.
Company.
Living
in the
Dreamcast.
The Dreamcast.
No affiliation.
The Dreamcast at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really hoping that's the whole thing.
Oh, nice. All right. So we got Craigie Balls.
Job title, podcaster.
Yeah.
Craigie Balls, living the Dreamcast.
That's
would
our
be
virtual,
my virtual
job title.
Job title, unemployed.
Podcaster. You got to scroll up. We got to fill this in. Job title,
I'm putting
podcaster.
My real last name.
No, that's not good.
Craigie Edelson.
Craigie Edelson.
No, you have to say Craigie Balls.
No, you do. Mr. Yeah. Balls.
My job title is a podcaster.
They're supposed to know
we can
you.
Give you a booth from 5 to 5:07.
We're good with
on
that.
On Sunday.
Why are we filling this out? None of us are getting tickets to go to freaking Los Angeles.
I will.
No, the whole point
it's,
is you get Robin Williams.
I think it's 500 for the actual registration. And
Robin,
and
yeah, it's going to
be airfare.
Of course.
Our booth is going to be me, you, Nick, and Robin Williams.
All right, I'm
discussing
video.
You need
your
listeners to donate money so you can go to E3. Come on.
Once we're big next year, we'll go. But right now.
Pretty big now.
We're pretty much as big as we can get right now.
No, we're not.
No, I mean, because we have the most people we've ever had at the
difference
podcast.
Between now and next year is that we're now we have 8 episodes. This time next year, we're going to have 60.
True.
And still no listeners.
No, that's not true. We'll have plenty of listeners because Koska's going to tell all his friends.
Of course.
Koska has
at King's College.
All of Koska's bronies.
Koska's going to be
everybody on the pony forum is going to be watching our show. It's going to be awesome.
Pony.
But,
farm.
Nice. Back to
you know what? I will send the podcast link to the pony blog, and I will say it mentions ponies, and they will put it on there.
There you go.
That's how it works.
Okay.
So it will.
We also
there.
Mentioned Jennifer Lopez, so we can put it on her website.
Tag that.
So back to the news, gaming news.
But for ponies, but okay.
The Xbox 360, the $99 subscription thing is official.
Yeah. Wow.
Last week it was in our rumor segment, this week it's in our news segment.
Yes, that means it's official. It's available only at the Xbox, the Microsoft Store.
So if you can find one of those, you deserve an Xbox for $99.
So you can get it
with a $15 fee.
Well, yeah.
But apparently it's only the 4 gig with Kinect. So you actually end up spending more money.
Can I have
overall?
Them keep
can
the
someone
Kinect?
Tell me, Craig? Let me ask you a serious question. You know how like the PS3, like I have a 320 gig PS3. Why is the Xbox like really small?
The
hard
4 gig, so people will go out and buy a hard drive because they'll realize the 4 gig.
They're
is
detachable.
Not. But like people don't like, I don't know, so save all. They just like for families who just want to put play Kinect sports. All they need is a 4 gig hard drive.
I really find it hard to believe that people have like Xbox and Kinect just to play Kinect sports.
Some fam like I sell.
Are you talking about the fake people on the commercials, Craig?
Yes, I'm talking about the fake people on the commercials. That's exactly who I'm talking about.
They every once in a while they come in the store.
Or
and
like
they buy
the grandpa gets Kinect. Off the couch and is like, "Yo, let me try this jet ski shit." That doesn't happen.
At $15 a month or whatever for 2 years, it ends up being I think another $50 extra. If you purchase it, from what I remember hearing.
Okay.
Like an extra $60 or something like that.
But let me ask you, if you have this Xbox, you have to pay the monthly fee?
Yep.
Yeah, because it's a contract.
Oh,
and then
to, your
to cancel the contract costs money.
Probably the cost of an Xbox.
Yeah.
And then some.
Sounds awesome.
Pretty dumb. I mean, unless you don't have the money at the time, then I guess whatever. But I mean...
I like the current model. I don't know why.
That's fine.
Is it gonna be? Are they gonna offer both, or is it just gonna be contract based in the future?
I think everything they offer both, even phones.
Oh yeah, they do offer both the phones, but it's like a lot more.
Yeah, but also announced recently was the new Family Guy video game.
Is that like the Simpsons video game?
I don't know.
Those are good. Just throw that out there.
It's called Family Guy: Back to the Multiverse. Which is, there was an episode of Family. Did you guys get? You say the episode where they went to the multiverse. They had that thing. Stewie and Brian went to different universes.
Oh.
Like they eventually went to the dog one.
Yeah. Okay.
Dog,
I saw
dog
that
for
one.
Humans, and that was that part. Then there was different. Obviously, they went to different ones. There was like Flintstones universe, and other. I don't remember.
That's the game.
Well, that the game is like something about that. They don't really announce. Apparently, there's a level called Mass Erect. I believe they talked about
where it's like Mass Effect.
I guess they're supposed to be Mass
erections?
I guess so.
It's clever.
But the picture on the articles.
I guess it must be just with erections. That must be the premise of the level.
Shepherd
walking around with an erection. That's the game.
I'd play that. That sounds good. Never mind. I take it back. It couldn't be a good game.
Never know.
It can be excellent.
Mass Erect sounds like it would be on the Wii.
I'd play it.
So, moving on to our next segment of the night. This is the Nintendo Talk.
This should have legit theme music that we pause for and put in later.
Okay.
Play Animal Crossing.
So this is the Nintendo
there.
Talk section.
Oh, yeah, put a KK Slider song in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. KK Action is a good one.
Okay.
KK Action. Or KK Salsa.
I'm a big fan of KK.
You know this song?
No, that's not KK Action. Which one is that?
You don't even need the song anymore.
You don't even need the music. So, now that we're in the Nintendo segment, Koska, you can open up your...
Yeah, I can open up my thing.
We went to... Okay.
What did KK used to call the tapes? Could take the airways or some shit like
that. I have no idea.
Here, man.
Air checks.
Air check. All right, sorry.
But we went to Five Below earlier today.
Rich once came to my town and chopped down all my trees.
Costco got it.
Same here.
No. That's all that Rich ever did.
I was.
Chop down their trees.
Chop trees and dig holes. He's a.
I was young and foolish.
I had a beautiful orchid.
Orchard.
Thank you. I had a beautiful orchard.
Orchard of orange juice. Say it three times fast.
No.
Fine.
But yes, we went to Five Below today, and Costco bought a Mario pullback. Now, according to what
no one knows what a Mario pullback is.
It's Gachapon. You don't know what's in it.
No one knows what Gachapon is.
It's one of those balls where you don't know what's in it. And it's a Mario.
Thank you. That's much better.
It's a Mario racer. Like Mario Kart racer.
Okay. So I think we should open it up. All right.
Hold on. The deal was that I wanted Peach on a motorcycle. Rich swore to God this was it.
No, I didn't swear to God.
And if it's not, he's going to pay me the $4. So let's open this bitch up.
That's the one person who doesn't silence their phone.
That fucking shit was $4?
Yes, it was.
Wow, that's $4.
Because it has a Nintendo license. All right, you got to see it because you're the one paying for it.
Let's see. No, I'm not. And let's see, does Rich owe him $4?
Oh, Rich is safe.
Rich is safe.
I can put the stickers on myself. Bullshit.
Good luck.
It's okay, I just need Peach in that position. worth the money.
I think you need a picture of that too.
Let me take it out of the plastic, then you can take
and
a
pass it around.
That is gorgeous.
That's
what the fuck?
I think you need to put it down.
Oh man!
Imagine she would just be, you know,
put her on top of the bed,
a Mario.
No. Put her on her knees and hands and knees.
Hands and knees, and take a picture from the back.
Put the pen there too.
What is our
podcast
going to become?
This is the whatever.
That's good enough. That is too good. I'm so glad I bought this.
Oh. Got to pass it around.
Fantastic, because people want to share.
You want to touch it?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Just watch where you touch it.
Look at the expression on her face, too.
It's a motorcycle riding expression.
She's just ready to go.
No, she doesn't look like she's enjoying it at all.
Well, this actually reminds me. Fun fact, for those of you out there who have Mario Kart Wii, pick Peach, pick the bike, and during the start, make her do a wheelie constantly. You're going to love it.
I don't know what that means.
You're gonna love get the Wii, Craig. Get the Wii.
Here's a hint. Swear to God.
It's funny. I was going to say, can we bring back Dwarf Grunting Minute? But that just happened, and I don't need to do that anymore.
No, fuck it. Let's bring back Dwarf Grunting Minute
right now.
Mid-Nintendo segment?
Yeah, Nintendo segment sucks. Dwarf Grunting Minute.
We didn't talk anything.
All right, Dwarf Grunting Minute, real quick, go.
Was that Scooby-Doo?
You broke character. Was that
Scooby-Doo? It just clears his throat. Okay, that's it. All
right, that's good. 45 seconds, whatever that is.
I think they forgot I don't listen to the show.
So, Reggie got into a car accident.
Oh, yeah. That was my made-up news of the day.
You had me legit worried for 30 minutes.
So
he's on Mario Raceway, and he had too many, like,
he got
his he was distracted stuff. By Peach.
As Reggie said himself, he has a lead foot.
Oh, yeah, I do remember
that.
So
why the fuck did he say that?
Because he's so cool.
Because Reggie took a quiz online, and it said that he drove most like Bowser, but he thinks that he drives more like Yoshi because he's fast and has a lead foot.
Yeah, I took a quiz online. I'm in Gryffindor, bitch.
I'm in Ravenclaw.
Get me that quiz.
Poor Reggie. Get better, Reggie.
He made it up, Craig.
Oh, man, no. I still want to feel bad, though.
Oh, and on to my more fake news about Reggie. He is not going to be at E3 this year. He's not going to be there.
Why not?
Because he was in a car accident.
He's not going to recover in time.
We'll bring E3 to him.
It looks like he will never walk again, but you never know. He might roll onto that stage with a wheelchair.
You're forgetting, though, the Wii excels in Wow, what is it called? When you have people that are in an accident and rehabilitation, they use it. I'm not even joking.
That's
this
only,
is real news.
That's only for old people.
Wait, no, what? They use
no,
the Wii for
yeah, if they're in an accident, they'll
like,
make you play the Wii. The
rehabilitation?
Motor function, you want to go,
yeah. Costco, why don't you put the stickers on that?
Right now?
Yeah, put them
we're
on.
We're in the middle of a podcast.
That's
rude.
The best time to do it.
What are you going to do later? We got to be doing stuff.
He's got he puts boats together.
Yeah, mostly every show. Rehabilitation, I like it.
Rehabilitation.
Rehabilitation. Nervous
but,
boost.
I can't believe the fucking popcorn was $7.50.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
What happened?
Yeah, well, fucking popcorn? Avengers last week. The fucking thing says $7, and I was like, okay, I'm ready to drop $7 on a fucking large tub of popcorn for the Avengers. Because let's face it, I go to like 3 movies a year.
Mm-hmm.
I get to the thing.
Dark Shadows
$7.50.
Isn't
going to
be one of them.
How big is it?
It was a large tub.
You could have put your whole head in the tub.
Oh my god.
It's at Pottermore.com.
Where do I get the Hogwarts quiz?
Anyway, any more Nintendo news?
Well, if you want to have the Skyward Sword
like,
debate,
more fake news?
I don't think we need any more fake news. But Mario Tennis Open comes out pretty
soon. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about Mario Party 9.
No,
we
got to
talk about more Nintendo shit.
We're talking about good
Nintendo
stuff.
More importantly than Mario Tennis coming out, the purple 3DS.
The purple 3DS, which is finally going to be the thing that just outsells these things. The 3DS is going to be a big success because of the purple. I know it
serious?
Is.
I don't think it will. 100%
dead ass.
Considering as a Toys R Us employee, we have so many pink ones that don't sell.
Those are pink.
Yeah, but
this
if you
is
like
purple.
The
Lakers. Not even purple. This is midnight purple.
But purple is more girl.
Midnight!
Color. Since when? Who said that's a thing? Okay, fun fact. Pink was originally used for boys. Blue was seen as a more feminine, softer color.
Well, so
how it started.
The blue that they have currently is very feminine.
That is aqua blue.
Which they're
that
getting rid of
disgrace.
Now, apparently.
Thank God. That was
they're
garbage.
Discontinuing the aqua blue.
I don't know why they opened with that. They should have opened with purple. They wouldn't have been an issue.
The first
it would
game
still
I
be
had
the original
was 250
price. It would still be 250 if they released it in purple.
I once had a yellow
there
Game
There would be
Boy.
No ambassador program.
Was it Pikachu?
No.
Oh,
just
I
basic
that was
yellow.
Green.
No, I think it was yellow, but I don't really
oh,
know.
Yeah, you're colorblind.
I think it was yellow.
I heard that.
I had the clear purple.
That's cool.
That was
a
sexy
color. It's a classic
was it the
Nintendo.
Game Boy Advance?
Game Boy Color.
Oh.
Think about it. All the successful Nintendo systems were purple. GameCube, Game Boy Color.
Nintendo 64.
That's true, though.
Yeah,
Nintendo
he said I have a black GameCube.
Nintendo 64 wasn't
yeah.
purple.
I have a purple GameCube. That's true though. The GameCube was purple.
The
Game Boy Color when it first came out was purple
was
too.
Our GameCube is black. Did Nick just say that?
But you had an option.
You had a jet black one, which was just
yeah. It had an option. It was purple or black. What the
I
fuck?
I think
did
it first came
me?
Out. It was
we
only
exercised
yeah,
our option.
Originally, it came out with purple. Later on, they released the jet black.
No, they didn't. I got it.
You
released.
Sure?
Yeah. Got
mm-hmm.
it.
Yeah, who cares?
Of,
you're the only one.
All
right. They wanted purple.
I like the purple.
Thank you.
I got the purple.
Purple's a good color.
On release,
they should keep it. The Wii should have been purple. They would have sold out even more.
I don't know about that.
Shut up.
I don't think the Wii
it
would have
sold out. It would have clashed with light
yeah, blue.
We
sold a ton.
Light.
No.
That's why the disc
that's
drive.
Why they changed the color.
Of what?
So, Mario.
Mario
what
is
about
cool.
Mario?
No, I'm just saying Mario because
in
it's
general?
Best to do with Nintendo.
Yeah.
Since when?
He's having a party this week. You're
this
all
is
invited.
Party.
This ninth party.
So today we tried to go pick up Mario Party from a red box, assuming they would have it, because we didn't want to buy it.
That's a shame.
Because we played the demo in GameStop.
No, it wasn't
played.
The
no,
demo.
It,
it was the full. It was
wasn't
full
a
Rich, can you explain to us why Mario Party 9 is terrible?
Okay, so basically, instead of everyone rolling around the board.
No, you, well, actually, that's exactly what's happening.
You. Well,
everyone
I mean,
rolling around the
everyone oh. separately rolls.
What, did they all put on weight or something?
You are all in a car. You're all in a little car or vehicle or something. And this car moves everyone around.
A car or vehicle or something strange like that.
Yeah.
Or a
which
boat
is every
or something.
Board.
Yeah.
There's a car, there's a boat,
there's probably
a magic carpet.
Cloud.
Yeah, probably a cloud too.
Probably.
But I don't know why
yeah,
you would ride a cloud when you have a magic
sometime.
Carpet.
Well,
you know,
could just walk.
I was good. It was fine.
Like
I
in every other Mario Party.
Good at friendlies.
Yeah. I would have to get something else, though. I don't know.
We can't go back. We have more than four people, though.
I would have I would have just ice cream if we go back.
Ice cream was good.
Yeah,
the
ice cream was
is
really
with
good.
That? Yeah,
but
yeah
like,
we think these two-person boots are sufficient.
What is up with the two-person booth? I don't get it. Who?
The two-person booth. Just make it a four-person
it's
booth.
For people with dates.
At Friendly's?
I take a bitch of Friendly's.
Okay.
All right.
So moving on from the Nintendo talk, we're going to move on to some just live about Diablo 3, because you know what? I'm excited.
I'm glad
Joe's
I had all
excited.
That time to talk about Mario Party.
Well, did you want to talk more about Mario Party
no
before we move
on?
Mario
Party.
Okay.
I could
the reason
go
it
on,
sucks
but...
is because everyone's in a car. That's why it's.
That's
it
why
worked
it's
for
sad.
Mario Kart, though.
And also, there's no coins, and you can't buy stars. You don't buy stars.
What is the option?
Also, and the, there's not
mini
a mini
stars.
Game every
mini
four
stars.
Turns, right? Isn't it not
no,
a not
land
a mini
on
game?
Space? That's how you get
you
mini games.
You have to land on the space.
You have to, yeah.
That fucking
that's
sucks.
Weird. What if you just have bad luck and
mini
you never
game
land
was the
on
best
the space?
Part
then
of
you
the
don't
game.
Play
exactly.
Mario Party. You stare at the screen and people roll around. The only good part.
One of our fans just called in and said that.
Yeah, this is a live
mini
show.
Games are the best.
This is a live show. So, Diablo 3 comes out May 15th. I pre-ordered it. Joe, you pre-ordered it.
Pre-ordered.
On Amazon, because, you know, we don't like to pay for tax.
I've heard of it.
You have heard of it. What's great is, with Amazon Prime, no tax, free shipping, release date shipping.
My shipping costs 99 cents.
Oh, mine was free.
That's because you're not a Prime member.
I'm not a Prime member. I'm not going to pay to be a Prime member.
Why not?
It's free with a student account.
I'm not a student.
Free for...
They don't
do
know
you have
that.
A school email?
No.
They don't know that. Why not?
Because I'm not in school anymore.
You
I'm
sure your Ramapo is... I'm sure it's not up anymore.
Can't get in it anymore.
Oh.
Then too bad.
No, wow, I looked out.
Nick can get it then.
He could.
Too fucking lazy.
Exactly.
The amount of stuff we buy on Amazon just doesn't seem...
To save 99 cents every 4 months, I'm really not interested. So it's super
please
saver shipping it. Anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
So what are you going to play? You said you're going to play...
I'm thinking Barbarian.
I'm pretty... I'm going to probably go with... with Demon Hunter, just because it sounds cool.
Demon Hunter does sound cool. I would love to hunt demons.
I mean, I don't feel like being a witch doctor. I mean, that just seems kind of goofy. Like
the witch
shaman
doctor's
dude.
Cool. It's like a necromancer.
Yeah.
But, like, you know.
But he looks goofy.
Well.
Now, you know what I
when
read today?
When you have
today?
Cool gear, you probably don't look as goofy.
You know what I read today? Apparently, can you customize your character at all?
Male or female?
That's it.
And then what kind of gear you wear?
I also read that, like, apparently, like, with the stats and stuff, if you have a max level character or whatever, and you stand next to somebody else and not, you know, not counting gear, everything's generally the same.
Yeah, they change stats.
Yeah,
in
so,
Diablo
like,
2, you can put stats in any stat you want, and, like, so you can make a really crap character just because you don't know what you're doing, whereas Diablo 3, they eliminated that.
Oh. I heard, like people were complaining about that.
Yeah, because
I think that's
want
a good idea.
People to be suckier than them.
Oh, that's kind of, I mean, I think that's okay. I don't really care if they don't if you put the stats in different places.
I think it's good.
I think it'll be, I'm excited though.
I played it and it doesn't take away from the experience.
We'll
it's
talk about it.
Diablo.
I played
talk
it
about
too.
It more next week.
So you say. Yes.
When does it come out? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Shit. You guys see, you take the fun out of it. You're not going to a midnight release, you're getting it on Amazon. Oh, that's so
I
fun.
Work.
It's going to be a midday open the mailbox
once
release.
A week.
I work out. I'm working on Tuesday. So
yeah, but mine's going to be a midday release. I'm
working on
it's
Tuesday
just...
at midnight?
Tuesday in the middle of the day.
So we can go Monday night.
Wait, you're going to drive down from Sparta to go to
no,
a midnight
not me.
Release?
You go. You go to a midnight release.
Going by myself?
Yeah, sure.
I'll go with you if you buy it for me.
If you wear Living the Dreamcast like badges, then I say go.
Well, I already pre-ordered on Amazon.
And, yeah, but maybe
so.
We should go anyway and just hand out business cards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop. All right.
Stop. Gotta get him stop him in that place.
So Tesso.
Tesso, aka Elder Scrolls Online. Elder Scrolls Online. Grant Hall has already confirmed that he is not getting it.
Well, it sounds too much like WoW.
Quote Grant Hall.
Too little like Elder Scrolls.
It's like if you make a Halo game, and then the premise of it is melee combat. That's what it seems like.
Mm.
You know, like you make a Halo MMO, but instead of shooting, it's melee.
I think, if they make a good MMO,
and they just put it in the Elder Scrolls universe, I don't see anything wrong with it.
The thing is, you don't play Elder Scrolls games for the universe. You don't.
Well, I like the universe, but
I like it too. I think you play for the. Well, at least I do. I mean, but I didn't play that Redguard shit. There's like, you know, like the first in the game that was.
Those games don't have story. They do, but you can just read them in a little book in any of the other games. So, like, why play the whole game?
What? Hopefully, I mean, they haven't released so much information at all about it. So, like, who knows?
Apparently, people know that the combat is like, you know, like every other MMO, like the click of buttons. Click the, you know,
I love clicking abilities. Buttons. That's why I play video games.
Is that really why you play video games? Because you like clicking buttons?
When it comes down to chances are it just won't beat out WoW, because WoW has got, like, 10 million plus players. And
yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, this game isn't coming out until next year.
Bleeding subscribers.
And believe me, Mists of Pandaria, I don't think is going to do a lot for the game. Mm. But I'm not saying I'd be surprised if The Elder Scrolls gets 10 million big subscribers, because they're not going to. They won't.
I mean, how many does, what's it called?
Star Wars?
Star Wars have. They've looked like something like that.
How many?
Not even, like a million?
I don't think they're doing well.
No. Yeah, I heard they weren't. Because, like, I was hearing that, like, WoW added a lot of features that we didn't even get to use after we quit. Like, the raid finder is apparently actually pretty good. They did a good job with that.
So we could actually be Pugmaniacs running wild.
Yeah, we could be Pugmania.
And apparently, Courtney says that it's easy. So we'll actually be able to do it now.
Yeah, the reason why we couldn't raid her is because she was in our group.
But,
she didn't listen to the show, so it doesn't really matter.
She's fat, too, by the way.
Pretty slutty.
She's fat, too, by the way.
But then they also added the pet thing, the Pokemon battle.
She also plays MapleStory, and she's
Pokemon
fat.
Battle.
I just started playing MapleStory.
Did you hear about that, though?
I saw Richard's on MapleStory. No, I didn't.
The pet battle system.
I didn't see it.
You collect, you can now use, well, you obviously use the current pets that you have. And you can catch pets in the wild, as in, like, critters that are walking around.
I would
use
a squirrel in Westfall.
You can use the Westfall squirrel, catch it, and fight someone else's guy.
I would fight your,
and
like,
it goes into, like,
Marine,
a Pokemon
like,
battle
like,
mode.
Kind
of thing.
So when are we playing again?
Probably.
Miss of Pandaria release.
Yeah, I really don't think
we're going to go back. We get free,
not,
free 10 days
I don't know.
And free server transfer.
I think I'm done with it.
And free 80.
Free 80.
Yeah.
It's okay, Ridge. I'll join you just to see my white kit get in action.
Okay.
That's going to be awesome.
And a free
Brian asked me to send me a free the thing so he could get them out. Oh, wait, no way, I lied, no.
Yeah, he doesn't actually want you to play, he just wants
Rob
the
actually
benefits.
Already did that. Rob did it, and Brian's getting the mount and the free 80 or whatever the fuck
you
did.
Because Rob figures if he does that, then
no,
Rob
wants
will
to come
get
back.
To hang out with him.
He wants to come back so he can pet battle. Because, you know, Rob...
Rob doesn't listen to this shit.
Rob likes pets. Because, you know, that's what he did. He collected pets in World of Warcraft. How's that bike coming there, Casca?
It's a work in progress. The stickers don't want to stick.
I think
you,
we should move on to emails.
Yeah, emails.
Yeah, I guess we can move on to our email segment.
Because Elder Scrolls Online, we didn't really talk about it, but there's not really much to say. There's just no information.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Right
I'm
now.
Saying that if you have a game where the base of your game is this live-action type of combat and first-person fucking shit,
that
camera
is,
angle,
and
then they
Elder
fucking
Scrolls.
Change that to third person and not live action combat, I don't get, I'm not saying it's going to be bad, I'm just saying I don't get
it's
it.
It's just different, and it
what they should have done
sense.
Is just put, like, the Elder Scrolls game into a MMO format.
That's what, yeah.
I mean, Terra's doing it, that's what Brian
is doing.
Brian's telling me that
the idea
it's really
is cool,
cool
Terra.
Dodge
it's
yes.
Just like,
but Terra's doing it, but there's still abilities in Terra, right?
Yeah. But
I mean,
Terra is like.
But he was telling me, as a tank, you actually have to dodge out of the way of an attack.
I was trying to play that, but like, I just thought the controls were really
wonky.
Lacking.
Yes, wonky.
It was beta.
Is that actually the good word for it?
No. Yes, it wonky. Was. It was just very weird.
I think that it's definitely a game I want to try, like a free trial for or whatever. Once I get a PC, if I ever do, or try it.
Well, then you should probably go and see if Brian will let you play.
Yeah, before he goes to Europe.
I'm just telling him to give him let. Just borrow his PC.
While he's in Europe.
Yeah, while he's in Europe.
Yeah,
let's go down.
You never know.
All right, let's check our emails.
Okay. Well, we got our email segment. Let's see what we got this week. Maybe we got some good stuff. We got no tweets, I don't think.
Well, check. Hold on. We got a tweet. It's
I don't make one up.
How do I tweet? No. How do I look at the tweet at us?
No, we don't.
It connect at connect.
This nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, mentions.
Oh, yeah.
That was last week. Okay.
Rock Band Journey 2. Yeah, Jeff, that is a good idea. After Rock Band Journey, they should be Rock Band Journey 2.
But let's see what we got.
Okay. We got a couple emails.
Wow, look at these. Holy crap. We got a bunch of emails this week.
Okay, so we have one email.
We got one email from this guy, Kevin.
He listens to the show every week, he says. He loves it. That's cool.
I would play that game. It would be cool. Talking about Spider-Man Online.
Spider-Man Online. Everybody thinks that's cool. I mean, really, what else is there? Like, what else would you rather do than just be Spider-Man?
Okay, we got another email.
You could be friends with...
Craig, who's this one from?
This one is from NitroJeff64 at OptOnline.
Okay.
And he says...
So, guys... Hypothetical question, if you had ownership of a store about 5,000 square feet.
Size of a typical Apple store.
What kind of store would you open? I'm sure I know Craig's answer, but what about Nick and Joe? And Craig, I'd like to hear more of your thoughts about your game store idea. Craig, why don't you go ahead and start that off?
Well, I want to make a, as you guys know, a cyber cafe.
Oh.
CyberCon 2.
CyberCon 2. And I don't really... That's it. I don't really know.
So that's.
I mean, there's more I know about it, but I'm not going to go start blabbing on our podcast about it.
Right. You just tell Jeff in person.
I could just tell Jeff in person.
Right.
Joe, what kind of store would you
own? What kind of store would I make?
If you had an ownership of a store about 5,000 square feet.
Now, keep in mind the size of the store.
I know. For that size, I think the perfect thing to do would be sell Bee Gees memorabilia.
What about you?
That was my idea.
That's why we co-ownership.
What would you do if you could open up a store that was 5,000 square feet?
Is that big enough for a Ferris wheel?
No.
Well, it depends. 5,000 square feet, he didn't say there was a roof. So, yeah, you could have a Ferris wheel.
Okay, no roof. If I didn't have a roof, I think that I would sell umbrellas.
But who would buy them? Who would come into a store with no roof on a rainy day to buy an umbrella? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's genius.
No, that is... Because when you're in the store,
then you
it really, reminds you that you need an umbrella.
Yeah, you want to buy one really badly. So.
Think of it like a tent. We just have tons of umbrellas.
Oh.
So once you sell your...
So, because you want
to be out of a roof,
that's why people would love it.
Costco, what would you open up?
People would buy them just to see you get
wet. A pet shop / restaurant.
That's fucking disgusting.
Okay.
Yeah, you go in
that's
and there's
the worst
10 dogs out there. You leave and there's 8.
In Japan, they actually have cat cafes where you pay like $15 an hour.
No, don't. They're getting rid of the cat cafes.
Okay, really sad.
What are they?
Okay, so basically, you pay a fee to go into this cafe, and you just basically play with these cats. Like, say, I think it's like $10 an hour or so. You get to just sit around, read books, or whatever you want to do. And sometimes the cats come by you.
That sounds so fucking Japanese.
So cool. And of course,
Grant Hall would love that place.
And of course, you can buy treats. For the cats, not yourself.
Oh.
Or I think you can
buy
treats.
Well, you're at the cafe, so you can buy treats for yourself.
Yeah, you
can
get like
Tony Romo's
microwavable fucking hot pockets.
Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, I'm sure you can Google right now the cat cafe.
Craig, can we Google Tony Romo's
and then it's closing.
Fucking pizza?
We can Google Tony Romo's. Tony Romo's.
It's not Tony Romo, that's the Dallas Cowboys star.
Tony Romo's rib sandwich.
Yeah, there it is.
Barbecue rib sandwich.
Sam's Club. We should go to Sam's Club and get some of these and then not eat them because it'd be gross.
That was it. These will be sold at my place. So,
right,
we got a couple more emails here. Kevin again writes us.
That's a different Kevin.
Oh. So I really like that Spider-Man Online idea. Send that motherfucker to Reggie.
No, I don't think Nintendo could make Spider-Man. I don't think they have the, like...
Can you just imagine it, though, with Miimote
support? I don't think they have the licensing capabilities to get that.
I don't think Nintendo has the balls to make Spider-Man online.
And we have one last email here from...
973-513-3577.
Someone give him a call.
From this guy, Johnny Ruffino.
Yeah, email us if you call him.
Johnny Ruffino says, I liked your Tesso segment. Good stuff. Love you guys ton.
We love you too, Johnny. Johnny, we love you too.
How is there? Is this live feed?
Yeah, this is a live podcast.
This is about as live as...
as podcasts get.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly,
if you got all the emails, but that's pretty. That's a good number of emails.
We got mad emails.
Our email numbers.
But you know what does suck? The Game Room blog is not following us on Twitter anymore.
They follow us.
So, thanks everybody for listening. I'd like to thank Casca for being here. Richie for being here.
Richie K42.
I hope you guys had a good time.
Oh, it was wonderful. Thank you. I might start listening at this episode.
You better start.
A little more than 5 seconds.
Watch at work. Listen at work. Put it on your iPod. That's why it's a podcast.
I will.
And I looked that up, and it's true.
Ah! Listen, oh, it says feed
listen
me,
in
baby.
The gym. Listen on your way to school. Listen while you're in school. Listen while you're collecting BG's memorabilia.
I'm Craigie Balls. Nicky Fighter Pilot Nick. And Joe, who's going to get a new
Space
nickname.
Space Age Simeon.
Space Age Simeon Joe. I'd also like to thank Kevin in the background.
Thanks, Kevin.
Craigie Balls was my pool... billiards name. Because I pool balls.
You're his brother, so you're actually Kevin Balls.
I think that for the outro, we
but,
need an awesome Watts theme.
Thanks, everybody, for listening,
awesome,
and see you next week.
Yeah, because sometimes you gotta live the dream, and to do that, you gotta listen to Living the Dream Cast. No affiliation to the Sega Dream Cast. After midnight, barking to the dawn. I used to jet ski in my youth, son. Let me show you how it's done.